So you can hear my dishwasher going in the background. That's just because I waited way too long to get started on dishes. And part of the reason for that is that our water heater is a little bit small. So if I do dishes or laundry before I get a shower, then I will have no hot water to get a shower with. But I also want to work out before I get my shower, so I can't do that. And I also have to do the dishes before I get my shower, because if I get sweaty, then I have to get a shower and it's terrible. So that was the most uncompelling introduction I could have possibly given, but that is why the dishwasher is on now, because I finished everything else and now I can finally record this. So the new thing this week is I started playing Dance Central for the Xbox 360 and the Kinect. I was listening to my class from, I think it was Harvard, the Science of Happiness on edX, and they were talking about happiness and anxiety, and one of the good things to combat that is physical exertion. And I hate working out. Like, I really, really hate it. And I think it goes back to this incident in, like, middle school. And this is psychology stuff, so I'm not going to tell you about it, but basically I've never liked how gym class, a certain way my certain school ran gym class. It wasn't about having fun, it was about your weight and your BMI and policing your body, and that really ticked me off. Not to mention making me bulimic for a while, but when I recovered from that, I hated it so much that I had nothing but contempt for things like diets, workouts, and gym class all through high school and college. I took one swimnastics, which I liked, but the word workout just always really irritated me. But my happiness class was like, yeah, if you're feeling anxious and unhappy, have you physically exerted yourself recently? And I was like, no, I have not. So I needed a solution for this, and I remembered we had a Kinect somewhere and a copy of Dance Central that we'd bought like 5 years ago or something like that, because we enjoyed playing at Best Buy once. And we never played it because our place was too small, but hey, remember, I moved! So now I have a big living room. So I've been playing that, and the first time I played the first song, Poker Face, for like 3 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm tired, I'm done. And now I've been playing it almost every day. I've been taking a break a couple days here and there for about 2 weeks. And I wasn't going to talk about it at first, but now I'm talking about it because I'm really, really enjoying it. Actually, today I played through every single song I've played before, which is like 8 songs, and I keep getting new high scores, and it's just really satisfying to do something that has nothing to do with art whatsoever, and that's so easy to level up in, because in the RPGs I play, you don't really get the same sense of satisfaction, and it's just really helping me reconnect with my body and like having fun with that sort of thing, and so I'm really liking it. I don't know how long I'll keep doing it, but as it doesn't bring forward the idea of working out or punishing yourself or going, ooh, you're fat, you're not good anymore. I'm really enjoying it because it's just letting me play music, and I'm not trying to distract myself from the workout either. Before, when I used to try working out with Wii Fit, I used to listen to other stuff or watch TV or do something to get my mind off the fact that I was working out because, you know. And now I'm like, I totally want to be 120% there while I'm doing this. Like, I want to completely do Dance Central and look like a spaz and focus, like, with perfect concentration on it. So that's what I've been doing. That took about, like, 4 hours this week. And I want to keep working on it, hopefully get my time up, and keep beating my high scores. The edX class also talked about the social component. The social component of happiness. So, like you guys, like I told you in my last one, where I re-listened to it and I'm like, man, this does not paint a very good picture of me. But I am trying, I really am. So, this week I hung out in more drawing streams on Twitch. I browsed around channels, I found a few that I liked, some of them I didn't like as much. A surreal event, and I like watching these. I leave them muted most of the time. I have them open some of the time, but sometimes I want to listen to an audiobook or something. Like, I've been going through Mitosis and Firefight by Brandon Sanderson, which is like a dark superhero comedy story. And it's pretty young adult safe, I think. Except for the violence. It's pretty violent. Isn't that weird? But I'm totally cool with that. But if like I had a sex scene in it, I'd be like, oh god, no thank you. I think it's because I've never punched someone through a wall. But I have had sex, and that's why sex scenes are more awkward than really violent scenes for me. But whatever, forget that. It's a good series for young adults about superheroes. And Yes, anyways, I've been on Twitch a lot, and I've been watching the streams and seeing how other people do stuff, and it's kind of helping my anxiety, too, because I'm like, wow, you know, it took him all day to finish that painting, because I was here at noon, I was here at 3, I was here at 6, you know, just checking in. I'm like, yep, he's added some stuff, but he's still working on it. So that's really cool. And it's also nice because some of the people that run the Twitch rooms are really nice and friendly, so I can kind of, like, look at a person and kind of talk to a person without needing to go out and find people's because I don't have a car. So that's cool. And I'm also, like, making an effort to go out and talk to the people when I see them walking dogs and stuff around here. Which has mixed results because my dog's a spaz and I'm working on training him, but I'm not a good trainer because I'm not consistent and I don't even have discipline for myself, so how can I discipline my dog? And it's very complicated. But anyways, I've been making an effort. I've been going to the Twitch streams and talking to people. And I've been going out whenever I see people walking around with their dogs to try and socialize my dog and train him. And I've given up on trying to train my dog during walks because he got to this point where now he'll just sit down whenever I want to go in a direction he doesn't want to. He used to, like, fight me or go the other direction, and now he's just like, nope, you want to go that way? You're going to look like you're beating me because I am going to drag my feet and struggle. And so I'm just like, okay, fine. So I just started picking him up when he stops, and I know that's not good. But anyways, that's why my dog's not good with other dogs. So I only go out to greet other owners like 50% of the time. It depends on how good of a day it looks like they're having. So I've been doing that. I also held game this weekend, VTM. I rescheduled the Sundays to accommodate the other player, and that was fun. It was nice to, like, just talk to people and play tabletop. I know video games are fun, but it's not, like, the same thing. And so that's fun, and it's fun to, like, run a module and not have to think about the plot, but it's kind of annoying because my husband knows what all little touches are mine, what touches I'm adding to the module, because he's like, that was hilarious, that was definitely your thing, and I was like, it was supposed to be cool! It was supposed to be cool! And he's like, oh, Lee. I also followed up on my challenge last week to comment on comics in the same genre as mine on Tapastic, and I've been doing that. I've commented on like 15 comics, and I've read some of them. I read a lot of some of them, and some of them I've only read a little bit of. And man, the competition on there is fierce. Like, everyone's really friendly, which is great, because I, you know, toxic environments, I used to be really into those until I realized the only person you're hurting is yourself. Which I have a funny story about that, but I'm almost out of time, so I can't tell you. So I've been doing that. I'm also listening to Moral Foundations of Politics from Yale on Coursera, along with the audiobooks, and I'm listening to Prodigy by Marie Lu, and I want to talk about the Moral Foundations of Politics, but I don't have time. And, I've been practicing with my artwork on screen tones a lot, and, like, I download, like, 100 brushes, and I've been using those and experimenting, and I've also been recording it with Open Broadcaster. So I've uploaded all of those speed works onto my YouTube channel, which is finally having stuff on it. And Elena, who is awesome, supported me by sharing one of my most recent ones that I uploaded, even though I clearly have no idea what I'm doing. And I think that's really great that she's doing that and being so supportive. So thank you, Elena. And I've tried been doing every other day speed paints and daily figure drawing, along with working on my comic stuff, to get me back into the groove. And really just push myself harder. One of the problems is I'm sleeping in again because we moved from second shift back to first shift. This is something my husband's workplace does to him. And I like it though because they pay him the monies and he finds his work very satisfying. But we got moved again, so I'm sleeping in again, so I've lost a lot of hours this week too. And that's what I've been doing. Thank you for listening. Bye.